Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're zeroing in on something crucial for our master's students in COS 24 this summer semester, the open portfolio.
Yep, we're going straight into what you need to do, why you're doing it, and how it all works. Think of it as your practical guide.
Exactly. We know there's about, 50 hours allocated for this?
Yeah.
For brainstorming, reflecting, browsing.
Checking out what colleagues are doing, research, and actually producing the content. It's a significant part of the course.
Okay, let's kick off with the first deadline, learning task one, implementation. That's due March 31st.
Right, so this is really about getting your space set up online. First step, pick your platform.
Could be a blog, maybe a YouTube channel, maybe something audio-based, whatever feels right for you.
Mm-hmm. And then you need to create at least one piece of content, your first post, your first product.
Like a blog post, a short video, maybe an audio clip, the criteria, PDF, portfolio criteria, COS 24, SS 25, has some ideas.
And importantly, if you use any AI tools to help create that first piece.
Ah, yes, the AI reflection.
You've got to add a reflection on how you used it. And make sure you document that usage in the SharePoint table. That's mentioned in the Learning Tasks Portfolio to 2025 document.
Good point. And what if you're making something bigger, like a video that takes longer?
Well, for this first deadline, a progress update on Slack is okay. Just let the instructor know where you're at.
Okay, makes sense. But task one isn't just setting up your own shop, is it?
No, not at all. A big part is interaction. You need to actually look at your colleagues' portfolios.
Give some feedback, see what they're doing. Maybe comment on their AI use, too.
Exactly. It's about building that shared learning environment right from the start.
So practical steps. Get your portfolio link and your first post link into that SharePoint table.
And share new posts on Slack as well, so everyone else can see them easily.
Right. Then we roll into learning task two. That's focused on the content of your posts, and it's due May 8th.
Yeah, this is where you just continue adding posts, adding products, keep building it out.
Yeah, the advice here is to really think about the content, the structure.
And also, importantly, reflect on the whole idea of openness and privacy, how you feel about sharing your work this way.
Which ties nicely into the next thing we wanted to touch on that article, why open portfolios?
Yes. That piece is really helpful for task two, for understanding the thinking behind this whole approach.
The instructor basically wanted to lay out the intentions, right?
Yeah.
Apparently, it came from discussions with students.
Exactly. It clarifies the why. And a key part of that why is that content strategy itself is, well, it's still evolving as a field.
So by sharing our work, our thoughts, our process?
You're actually helping to shape it. You're contributing to how the discipline develops, which is quite a powerful idea.
And the instructor's view of a portfolio here is pretty broad, isn't it? It's not just polished final pieces.
Definitely not. It's about the journey, the development, the reflection. It lets you define your own focus within the broader field.
The article talks about connectivism, this idea of connecting learning.
Mm-hmm. You aggregate stuff, you remix it, repurpose it, feed it forward by sharing it openly.
Your reflections become visible to your peers, teachers, maybe even the wider professional community.
And that builds community, helps everyone learn, and pushes content strategy forward.
Now, I know some students worry, like, is my stuff good enough? Or will anyone even read this?
Yeah, the article addresses that. The reassurance is that your ideas, your problems, even your questions, they are valuable, especially for your cohort.
It's not primarily about marketing yourself, although...
Although discussions happen, shares happen, likes happen, it does occur. But the main goal is learning and contribution.
And there's this interesting point about quality, that making it open kind of pushes you to produce better work than if it was just private.
It's like a safe learning space, but one with a bit of productive pressure. That said, the instructor is also open to talking about the balance, you know, between open and maybe more closed reflection spaces if needed.
Okay, let's switch gears slightly to the grading. How does all this get evaluated? The criteria are laid out in that portfolio criteria COS 24 SS 25 PDF.
Right, it's broken down into quantitative and qualitative criteria, each worth a maximum of 32 points.
So the quantitative stuff first, that's things you can count.
Yep. Number of posts is a big one. There's a scale. 1-2 posts get fewer points, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then 7 or more gets the maximum there.
So the recommendation is aiming for at least 3 posts for a positive grade.
Yeah. Ideally, maybe 1 per month to show continuity, which is the next criterion, continuity.
Ah, so posting consistently over several months gets more points than just cramming them in at the end.
Exactly. Points scale up depending on how many months you've posted in. Then there's documenting your learning.
You mean referencing lectures, classes, books, expert videos in your posts?
Mm-hmm. Points for how often you do that. And finally, networking, linking out to other resources, connecting your ideas.
Okay, that's the quantitative side. What about the qualitative criteria? Also max 32 points.
So first is design and appearance, max 16 points here. It ranges from, well, chaos up to something special.
Meaning clear structure, readable, using headings, maybe images.
Basically, yes. Interestingly, there are some automatic points here based on post count, like 8 points if you have 5 or more posts. But the instructor will flag unclear structures.
Got it. Then reflection and transfer. Also, max 16 points.
This looks at how deep your reflection goes. Is it just for you or relevant for others? And transfer, are you connecting it to work, to real life? Is it an interesting connection?
And there are points for AI usage.
Up to 4 extra points, yeah. If you provide a valuable description of how you used AI as per the learning tasks doc.
And potentially even more points.
Yeah, the instructor might add points for significant development over time, or if the portfolio shows real future potential. But they'll explain why if they do that.
Crucially, you get told your points before the final grading, right? There's a chance to discuss.
Yes, absolutely. Please. Feedback and discussion are part of the process. And remember, you need 33 points total out of 64 to pass. The scale goes up to excellent for 5764 points.
Okay. And one final task. Learning task 3, finalizing the portfolio by June 30th.
Right. Continuing the reflection, maybe adding more posts. Though posts made in summer count towards the winter semester.
And the deadline extension is strict. July 23rd, because the instructor leaves for the summer. Still need to add URLs to SharePoint, reflect on AI use.
Pretty straightforward continuation, really.
So wrapping this up, the big takeaway is that this open portfolio isn't just an assignment to tick off.
No, it's a really valuable learning tool. Mm-hmm. It encourages that active reflection, engaging with the community, and actually contributing something back to content strategy.
So keep those tasks and criteria in mind, but also try to embrace the openness. It's a chance to learn differently.
It really is. It's about building your understanding, finding your voice, and connecting with the field as it grows.
Definitely. So as you start building or continue working on your portfolio, maybe the question to ask yourself is this. How can engaging with this process and with your colleagues' portfolios not just meet the requirements, but actually shape your own path and future contributions in content strategy? Something to think about. Thanks for tuning into this deep dive.